Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores. Call me, walk in there and say, sir, ma'am, I'd like some vodka. Make it Scotty's. Yeah. Joining us now via the Rude guest hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Our friend, Mr. PFT Commenter. PFT, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Good, man.
We're
doing
better than the U.S. Ryder Cup team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just turned it on. Is it over? Did we lose already?
Nah, they're down three matches, I think.
And this fourth one's
getting
a little
dicey. But
they got to
play this afternoon. They got to play this afternoon as well, right?
There's a lot of football left, but this is the equivalent of like a 21-0 first quarter football game.
Yeah, it can switch up, though.
Yeah, if you put this into football terms for me, who on the U.S. Ryder Cup team right now is Kyler Murray in the first half? Because
probably Russell Henley.
I'm seeing some bad body language out there from the boys. We need to dial in for the last match here. 3-1 doesn't seem like it's impossible to come back from, right?
Yeah, but they got to get that one. Right now, I don't believe that's in the jar yet. It's 3-0, and the last match is still out there. And Europe's kind of hanging around. It's Cantlay.
I think it was Shoffley off the tee.
Yeah.
I think he just hit a ball into somebody's beer. I think it went. I'm serious. I think it.
Well,
went
Henley already
into,
hit a spectator.
I think it went into the concession area, like the luxury suite that people pay for. I don't know if you get relief from somebody's plate of mozzarella sticks, but it doesn't look good.
You watched that game last night. That was a terrible game for 50 minutes, and then all of a sudden, Kyler and Marvin Harrison like wake up from their K-hole and could play some football. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was weird, man. That first half, the Arizona Cardinals just make me sad watching them. I don't know what it is. It's like I get bummed out watching them play. Kyler doesn't really seem like he wants to be there, even when he does something good. It's like, there's something just really odd about that group, but they do play weird football games. Like the Seahawks and the Cardinals, whenever they get together, something really strange is going to happen. And that was a bizarre game last night. And the first half was really odd, the way that I don't know who was to blame on some of those throws where it looked like Harrison maybe didn't run the right route, or Kyler maybe thought he was going to go somewhere that he didn't. But there's some weird stuff, because usually when you see something like that happen, there will be some form of communication between the quarterback and the wide receiver afterwards, where they try to either work things out, get on the same page, or just get mad at each other. Mm-hmm. And there was just nothing. It was like, okay, another missed throw. Let's just go back to the bench, sit down, and stare straight forward into oblivion. It was a strange game last night, but it's weird whenever those teams play. It's the Seahawks energy. Seahawks play unusual games, and they let the Cardinals stick around, and it almost pulled it out.
Yeah. They did get the win, though.
Yeah.
It was – dude, so I wanted to ask you about this. I'm a big listener of the podcast. I'm saving the Daniel Jones interview for my ride home this afternoon. We just had Maryland Governor Wes Moore on, and he said something that's really pretty interesting. He's like, man, because the Colts are 3-0, but everybody's like, yeah, they're 3-0, but is Danny Dimes going to keep this up? And Governor Moore said, you know, is it hard to trust Daniel Jones, or should we just not trust the Giants? Because more and more of these former Giants players get somewhere else and find success. What did you learn from Danny Dimes in your interview? I feel like you've interviewed him before, so you probably know him a little bit.
Well, we actually haven't had a full interview with him yet, and we did one question with the quarterback with him. So okay. Everybody asked him one question. It was a full interview, so I didn't really get that deep into anything with him. But he seems like a normal dude, like an average guy. And I think I say that in like a good way, a guy that won't get like too amped up or too excited. So I root for him. I think that the Colts are definitely the number one team in the NFL where people are waiting for them to turn back into a pumpkin, right? They're the clock struck midnight team of this year. And we're going to take whatever happens in the Rams game this weekend and make it mean something for the Colts. Like either the Colts were made a fool's gold and they're going to come back down to earth, or the Colts are legit and could win the Super Bowl. Those are kind of like the two options after this weekend. But yeah, I mean, Daniel Jones just seems like a regular guy. He's better than people give him credit for, but I don't think he's like going to be a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. But in the right system, like if you get Shane Steichen on the same page with him, he's more than capable of winning a lot of football games.
I tell you what feels bizarre is he's my quarterback in one fantasy league.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't trust it, but he's been all right.
Is that the one you drafted? Or that's the one that gave it to you?
I had Fields, who got concussed.
Oh.
So I'm kind of – I picked up Dart. I'm in the quarterback abyss. I'm in the Skins signing Ryan Fitzpatrick, Heineke. I'm in that world. So let's switch it to Washington. Talking with our friend PFT Commenter here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can find all of PFT's work at Barstool Sports. Make sure you listen to the Part of My Take podcast. It is my favorite podcast. I don't miss one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It seems like Jaden's not going to play. It seems like Jaden wants to be playing. I think you want him to rest. Where are you at in the Jaden Mariota universe?
I'm okay with Jaden sitting another week if there's anything wrong, if he's banged up at all. I don't want him rushing back. That's how you get injuries that maybe don't even have anything to do with the current one that he has, where you're overcompensating for something. So I know he wants. I'm actually in the perfect spot right now because I like the fact that Jaden wants to play and that he's pushing to play, and then I like the fact that Dan Quinn is like, we're not going to play if you're not practicing with the team, if you're not doing a full practice during the week. You're not going to be out there on Sunday. I'm okay with that. I'm taking like the big picture. And I do think that these are the two games. If you were to pick a two-game stretch of the season to say, we're going to have Mariota start for two of them, it's the Raiders and it's the Falcons. And I'm okay with Mariota playing this weekend. It's the piling up of the other injuries that's really starting to concern me now. Like Jaden, obviously, big deal. Don't want him hurt. Let's keep him healthy. But it's like everybody else. There's Terry. I know that there might be some good news with Terry, or maybe he might not be. It might not be the core injury that we were fearing that it was. But then you look down the list and you see just a laundry list of dudes that are starting to get banged up, and that's what concerns me. It's like you can go next man up for a couple of these positions each weekend, but then when it starts to be multi weeks and you get new positions getting hurt, it, like there's a point where it becomes too much to get over, and I'm just starting to worry that we might be getting there soon.
Actually, I'll ask this question: do we ever get to a point when we stop saying rest Jaden when he gets like a little nick here or there, and he has to play too? Do we ever get to that point?
I think we probably will get to that point, but I don't think that we're there yet, because I know he wants to play. I know that that Dan Quinn's being maybe erring on the side of caution a little bit. I think it's these 2 weeks, and then let's get him healthy. And especially if it's a knee, I don't know the extent to which his knee is sprained, but I'd rather not mess with that one. I'd rather just be really, really cautious for now. But, yeah, I agree. At some point later on this season, if you know, he's dealing with something, then – you know, everybody else is playing hurt too, and he did that last year with a broken rib. So I don't think anyone's out there questioning his toughness yet. Mm-hmm. But I like where we're at right now. I'm okay with Mariota if we have to watch him for another week. He's more than capable. He might be the best backup quarterback in the NFL right now. So we're fortunate enough to have a guy like that. This is why you pay him millions of dollars.
Well, a little bit of breaking news here. I'm seeing from reporters John Keim and Nikki Jabala. Practice just started in Ashburn, and Jaden is not on the practice field as of now. The practice is going to go a lot longer than the media is allowed to watch, so maybe he'll be out there later. We'll find out. But that tends to tell me all we need to know about who's going to be playing on Sunday. Terry McLaurin also not there. That's not a surprise. Honestly, I think I don't think Terry's playing. I don't think Brown's playing. I don't think Bates is playing. Bill is a big question mark. Didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday. Wednesday, they kind of communicated via sources, I'll say, that, yo, no big deal, don't worry about it. Then when he didn't practice Thursday, he worked off to the side. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I think Bill's a big question mark. Let's say it is Mariota. I think largely fans are pretty darn confident in Mariota, and deservedly so. Mm-hmm. But now you're talking about no Terry, no Brown, no Bates, no Bill. Do you worry a little more about this game, PFT?
Oh, yeah, I'm worried about this game for sure, because the Falcons got blown out by the Carolina Panthers last week. They got embarrassed by a bad team, and that's – I would much rather the Falcons have gone out there and smoked the Panthers 30-0 last week than them losing, because that's how the NFL works. You got a lot of good players on the Falcons. They're embarrassed. They're going to practice hard this week. They're going to go out and have something to play for, their own pride on Sunday. So, yeah, I think this is a very dangerous spot for the Commanders. And, yeah, I'm not very confident at all. The only thing I'm looking at is they're kind of in panic mode a little bit right now. They fired their receivers coach. They got T.J. Yates coaching their receivers now. They've got their offensive coordinator moving from the booth down to the sidelines, which seems like, you know, that's one of the steps that you take on the path to seeing coaches get fired, is you bring them down to the sidelines, or you put them back up in the booth so that they can see more. It's just one of those moves that you're trying anything to make something work. But the key stat this week, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Michael Penix, as a starter in the NFL, has never won a game in which their opponents have scored more than 7 points, which is pretty crazy. I mean, he hasn't started for that long, obviously. But the two games that he's won as a starter, the opponent scored 6 points or 7 points. So not exactly a ringing endorsement of them. Now, they definitely played good enough to win in a couple of those games that they lost. I think that the Falcons and Commanders last year, that was a game that could have gone either way. There was a missed kick. There were some questionable timeouts that weren't used by Raheem Morris. So, yeah, they're a team that could very easily beat us, especially the fact that we're banged up at multiple levels, and they're desperate.
We're banged up, but I ask this question. Why is it more faith in Bill than Rodriguez or McNichols? McNichols been in the league 9 years. We watched him last week. We bragged about Rodriguez coming back this offseason, and what he made the team again. I know Bill's a new little shiny toy, but what gives us so much confidence in him amongst the other guys?
I think because it's fun to say Bill. I think that's what it comes down
to. But we got to get past the cartoon characters of it at one point and start caring about who actually gets on the field and give you a chance. I believe McNichols gives you more than both of those guys because he gives you a combination of things he can do. The other guys are run guys. McNichols can run and catch the ball in the backfield.
No, I agree with you. I like watching Bill run. I think he's a very good young player. I think he's going to become something really great for this franchise. But you're right. Like right now, I don't see that as a major step back because they've all proven that they can stick around in the league. And you have to have something in your tool belt to make you be in the league that long. And we've seen some of his explosiveness too. So yeah, Bill, I like watching him run. He makes some great cuts. He's super smooth. But I don't see that. I look at that as more of a, I hope this isn't the start of a trend for the team where we're just losing guys left and right every week. And I know everybody gets hurt, but it does feel like, you know, you add Bill on top of everything and it just contributes to the sense of, oh no, what's going on? Let's keep everybody healthy. But you're right. X's and O's for this weekend. I don't see that as a big step back for us.
Who on this team has been like a fun surprise for you? I think Debo's been great and getting to know Debo a little bit. I really enjoy kind of his personality. Not really in it for the BS, but like just really cares about football.
Yeah, Debo has been awesome this year. He is back to being old Debo. It's a great move. It looks like a great move for Peters to get him involved. But on the defensive side, Amos has seemed like he's been dialed in. He's a guy that we're going to hopefully have around for a long time at corner. And we've whiffed on a few cornerbacks recently in the draft. And to be able to say, I think we got a guy, that's a huge thing. And our secondary looks pretty good right now. Amos is going to be a guy. That is a guy that I expect over the course of his career is going to be a multi-time Pro Bowler just based on the early returns from him. Obviously, we have to, you know, we got to play the games and we got to keep him healthy and he's got to, you know, prove that he can do this over the course of a full season. But right now, it seems like that's a guy that was a great pick by Adam Peters. So I'm loving watching Amos.
Last thing, PFT, I wanted you to share your passes behind the line of scrimmage theory with B. Mitch.
Okay, yeah. So I was watching the Chiefs and the Giants on Sunday Night Football the other week. And I thought to myself, it'd be kind of cool if every pass that was thrown and received behind the line of scrimmage, if that counted as a lateral. So it was a live ball. So like a screen pass or a dump off to a running back, you know, when Mahomes was like getting wrapped up by three guys. If that ball hits the ground, you see it anyways on the defense, like they all swarm to the ball. After a dump off hits the ground, just in case it was a lateral, I think it'd be cool for the chaos factor of it all if all those passes counted as laterals or live balls.
Nah. Everything's live behind the line of scrimmage.
Not as long as it's going forward, isn't that?
Yeah, but I'm saying like, and I talked to Sam who did the rules for the XFL, and he said that he was actually thinking about putting that rule into the XFL when he was designing it. But then they had to start thinking about what do you do with a batted ball.
That's what I'm saying.
Other things.
All those things pop up.
I like chaos. And I think that'd be a fun way to mix things up a little bit. And
you know what you'll be doing, PFT? You worried about these injuries right now? It'd be way more injuries then.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Body's flying.
You're probably right about that one. Just turn every single pass behind the line of scrimmage into the old XFL kickoff where they just run out and try to slide onto the ball.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a bad move. But, B. Mitch, congratulations on the on moving forward in the Hall of Fame nomination process.
Appreciate you.
You should be in the Hall of Fame. I want to say that for the record. Brian Mitchell should be in the Hall of Fame, and you'll always have my support with that one.
Thank you, bro.
We'll get him in. We'll get him in. PFT, as always, thank you for your time. Bad news, Europe just tied up the last match. So
I just saw the putt.
This is looking dire, dude.
It looks beat. It's early. It's early. It's early, man. It's early.
Yeah, it's not good. We need that crowd out in Long Island to step up. Come on.
It made Rory mad. when they told me they needed a collar a button to choke.
Yeah, that was funny. that was a good shirt from the gallery on that one. So I don't know, maybe get a little bit meaner out there. Come on, yeah. We can do this, USA.
Thank you for the time, man. Enjoy the football weekend.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, PFT.
That's our friend PFT commenter. Check out the Pardon My Take podcast. We come back, we're gonna go through all these injuries, see how the boys are feeling about everything headed to Atlanta for Week 4. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. NFL Sunday's coming, and you've got your crew, your couch, your snacks, and your slate. And FanDuel is coming with something extra. This isn't just another NFL Sunday. It's your chance to place that perfect parlay or hit your go-to player prop, and now we're making it even better. Because this week, FanDuel's bringing a bonus. That's right, right? All customers can get a 50% profit boost on any NFL bet. However you play your game, FanDuel's got your back with something extra in your account, because that's what Sunday should feel like. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app and get in on the action before kickoff. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.